This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, we visited some of our brothers. On Jawalan, we were talking about some conversation, not part of the Jawalan, but some conversation with regard to their applied for visas for their relatives and so on to come to America. And so some people say, well, this visa takes so many years, that visa takes so many years and so on. So thought in my mind was that when we want to go to some place, you want to go as soon as possible, right? No? As soon as possible. How can I speed up the process? But all those places we want to go to are places of this world, right? America is in this world. Whichever place in this world. But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about this dunya compared to the akhirah? وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ بَبْقَ. Allah said, akhirah is much better than this. But when we talk about going to the akhirah, do you want the process to be speeded up or slowed down? What do you want? The process to meet Allah, slow down? Yalla, yes, I want to meet you, but you know, give it some time. Maybe after another 50 years. Maybe after another 70 years. Maybe after another 100 years. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured us, for example, if an angel came and said, Allah is going to give you perfect health until your last day. Allah is going to give you? So no illness and no arthritis and no this and that. Perfect health until your last day. Now, how long do you want to live? What do you think the person will say? Give me 1,000 years. Give me 10,000 years. Because health till the last day. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the people who Allah loves? What do they want? Allah said, يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ. They look forward to, they are waiting for the meeting with Allah. And waiting for and looking forward to the Day of Judgment. I'll tell you a true story which happened with me. In 1998, I was in the UK. And I had gone to meet some... My parents-in-law were alive at that time, so I had to meet them. And then since I had some free time, I went to Dewsbury, to the Marcus, W. Marcus, and I went in Jawats. So they took us to seven cities. And one of those places was a place called Nuneaton. So we arrived in the evening, and a couple of local people, they came, they said, one of our brothers died today. Janaza and all is over, but if the Amir can send one or two brothers tomorrow for Taziyat to the family to meet them and make some dua and so on. So the Amir Sahib, he told me to go and another two other brothers. So the next morning we went. So they took us to this house and the person who died was in the next house. He used to live in the next house. This house belongs to his elder brother. So the two brothers' houses next to each other. Allah is my witness. We sat there and so on, we made some dua. Then, you know, usually as you say, ask somebody, what happened? How did he die? What is this? He said, my brother, his age was 32 years old. He was 32. He said he was a taxi driver. And his routine was every afternoon he would come, park the car outside the house, he would come inside, And he said, my mother used to live with him. They had no children, mother lived. So mother and son, they would sit opposite each other. You know, in India, Pakistan, we have this way of, we eat on the floor. So you have the sufra, dastarkhan, and mother on one side, son on one side. And the son's wife, she said, Bahu, she will bring the food and give. So she made, you know, they make rotis right then and there, so nice hot parathas. So she brought the parathas and kept there. And this boy, this young man, is eating. And then he takes a piece of this roti, and in his plate, in the curry, he is doing like this. He is taking the roti and he's smearing it and smearing it and this way, this way. So the mother saw him for a couple of seconds, and she said, I don't want to take his name because this thing goes all over the world. But she took the name and she said, to khel raha. He said, you're playing with the food. He says, Ma, meri jaan nikal rahi hai. He said, my mother, my life is coming out. And he died. Bolta, Ma, meri jaan nikal rahi hai. He said, my mother, my life is coming out. And he died. Just like that. He knew, he could see, he could feel life coming out. He said, my life is coming out. And they brought that plate and showed me. They had kept the plate from the previous day. That plate had, the curry was dried, the piece of roti, which was there in the plate. They said, yeah, yeah. He said, come, kal, wo kha raha tha isme.
He said,
something
soon?
I remind myself in you, it is very important to remind ourselves. So that is why Rasulullah said, the most intelligent one of you is the one who remembers his death most often. Who remembers his death? Who remembers that one day he has to leave here and go? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every single thing which is living will die. And only on the day of judgment you will be given your full reward. Full reward. أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The ajr will be given on the day of the day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the mi'ar, he said the standard, he said the one who is saved from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, faqad faz, only that person is successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the life of this world is deception. I won't go into the detail of this ayah because tomorrow my khutbah is on this. So, those of you who are interested, come and listen to the khutbah. But the point I'm making is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this time of death so graphically, so clearly. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged. Allah says, if you have so much of power, return this soul. When the roh is coming out, when it is stuck in the throat and you cannot breathe and the person is struggling, may Allah save us from the time of death. Sakarat of the mouth, may Allah save us from this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and you are standing there and you are looking on and you cannot do anything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but we are close to them, but they cannot see us. the sense of the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'iyyatul khassa. Allah is with all His creation in a way that suits His majesty and grace in terms of His ilm, but the ma'iyyatul khassa, the khususi ma'iyyah, the feeling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. He said, wa huwa ma'akum ayna wa kuntum. He is with you wherever you are. That feeling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me, believe me, this is the greatest treasure. Because it does two things. One is it keeps us away from sin. Because if I have a sense of my Rabb with me, then I cannot do anything. How will I do anything wrong? Because Allah is watching me, Allah is looking at me, Allah sees me, Allah is hearing me, Allah knows what's in my heart. How can I do something haram? How can I do ghibah? How can I smoke a cigarette? How can I do, you know, look at something haram? I cannot do. It's when we forget this. You think you are alone. How can you be alone? How can anybody be alone? Eh? So when we have this sense of the ma'iyat of Allah, it keeps us away from sin. It is a shield. And the other thing is, the other benefit is that it is the greatest source of confidence. You say, my Rabb is with me. What can happen to me? What can anybody do anything to me? My Rabb is with me. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am with them. We are with you. We are close to you. But you do not see us. وَلَكِ إِلَّا تُوْصِرُونَ But you do not see us. But Allah is not close to us only when we are dying. Allah is close to us all the time. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ All the time. أَقْرَبْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ It is not really أَقْرَبْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ هو داخلنا ما معنى أقرب من حبل الوريد يعني كيف هذا أقرب نحن نريد الإحساس من هذا معية الله تعالى This is very important to have this sense of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this and to give us this inshallah. So I remind myself and you, let us remember this. That for this dunya to go here and there, we are anxious, quickly, give me this, give me that. But the akhirah, even though Allah said this akhirah is better than this, we don't want to go there. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make this akhirah real for us and to make us work for this. The sign of something being real is that we will make the effort. We ask Allah to make us among those who will make the effort to gain the akhirah, to gain His rida fi dunya wa fi akhirah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to be pleased with us and to save us. Literally, I always make dua, oh Allah, save me from myself. My Shaykh used to make this dua, he used to say, oh Allah, save us from ourselves. Because we are the, imagine, Shaitan, Iblis, tempted and, you know, he led Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, he led them astray, right? He did that. Who led Iblis astray?
Hello there.
His own nafs. His own nafs. So the nafs is bigger and worse than Iblis. His own ananiyat, his own arrogance, his own kibur, his own nafs. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and to enable us to follow the safest, the only guaranteed source of hidayah is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa No doubt about this. We ask Allah to make us among those who will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah with shauq, with love, with great ishtiyaq, inshaAllah. رَبَّنَا فَقْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ لَنَا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ ربي اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.